Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weedsday Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Belle Starr.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We would like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio C, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Oh, good morning and welcome to Weedsday Wednesday, everybody.
Good
There's the sound.
Good morning.
Tech guy was playing with us again. Tech guy, you silly guy, where are you? We know where you are. Welcome to Weedsday Wednesday. It's August 3rd. We have an incredible show today. We're going to get fired up this morning.
Woo-hoo!
We've got law enforcement against prohibition, and we have a couple of cannabis... what do we call them?
Aficionados.
Well, yeah, but that too, but they're just, you guys need cannabis badges. Tim, we need cannabis
That's
badges.
That's true, cannabis
badges. We're going to have a main.
Cannabis law
badges. It's going to be nice. It's going to be a nice shaped, you know, cannabis star. I love it. I love it. Cannabis law. I'm going to pull you over. Are you using that cannabis properly? How many grams do you suggest your grandma? Five too many for you. Have a seat. We're going to do this right.
Uh-huh.
So you love it.
Let me get you some joints. Satisfy that arthritic need.
That's right. Get you a little hemp and balm at Tumbleweeds Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard. Come on down. We're in the back. Come get certified. And thank you for joining the show this morning. We're super excited to be here. And we've got some live guests.
We do.
We've had, you know, wheeled them in from the morgue last time, but we've got some live guests. We've got King Cannabis here. We call him Cannabis King.
Hey, everybody. Good morning.
And we've got Hans on this morning.
Good morning.
And soon we'll be calling retired officer Joe Baldy from LEAP to be on our show. So what's going on, guys? How's the day treating you so far?
Day's good so far.
Good so far, yeah. It's always a good cannabis day.
That was some good bud.
Thank you. Yeah.
That lemon haze.
Where is it? That is some good. That up. Well, last week we were supposed to have, we weren't supposed to have Joe on last week, but I thought we were. So my apologies, Joe. We'll be giving him a call in a moment. What's going on in the news? Did you know Greece is gearing up to use some cannabis? They just decriminalized it.
Good for them.
Yep, very much so. Why?
We're seeing a lot of countries, you know,
they
go this
need
route.
They've had some financial boo-boos, and they really could use a little bit of help. And we know how much this is going to help, actually. So what do you got going on over there? Montel Williams.
Yeah.
He got detained over cannabis at a German airport?
He did.
Read us a little bit about that.
It was on his persons, I think, as he was walking through, which is how I carry mine when I travel. But I break my pin down, and if I do bring raw bud on, I do put it in a, you know, smell-safe bag.
Well, they prefer hash in Germany, so you shouldn't have been carrying pot.
Maybe it was hash he was carrying. They just call it whatever they want to call it.
Says cannabis legalization has been growing throughout the world. But one area has always been problematic for cannabis users, our airports. Yeah. We previously featured an article titled Tips for Flying with Medical Cannabis. And due to the difficulties, many medical patients found themselves when they are traveling. Now the news has broken of popular talk shows host Montel Williams, who has recently been detained in the Frankfurt airport in Germany after having been caught with medical cannabis on him. William packed the medical cannabis as treatment for his medical multiple sclerosis, and the airport customs agent had held him for less than an hour in order to investigate the situation. Williams have had documented proof sent over to verify that he has had a prescription for the cannabis treatment, and Williams has a long been an outspoken advocate for cannabis, and back in 1999 was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease, for which he has been misdiagnosed for many years. Williams has spoke about trying to overcome his illness and stated that his disease is not going to stop him. So,
good for him. Yeah, good for him.
And I think
that's a rough one.
You know, this is something that we've been going over a lot. Is people are flying with their Vicodin, their Oxycontin, their all of their pain pills,
right?
Their choice.
They don't
their,
have to have a car
and
go through
you know,
a special
maybe
procedure.
Maybe it's not
and
a choice,
fine.
And maybe they don't understand that they have a choice.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is something that we're actually learning more about and knowing that it, you know.
I think the state of Arizona should just legalize it, drop the state fee to like $25 like they do in California. Everyone can have it. We'll retweak the rules. We'll get everybody safe. Because if this passes this year, everybody who grows, I'm really sorry, but you are going to have to stop immediately. Because when the counties and the cities get a hold of the fact that they can say no to grows, they're going to say no to grows. It's sad.
Well, and a single plant will put any grower over their legal amount.
A single seed will put anybody.
That's a felony.
Yeah. So sure. let's talk with Joe Baldy here from Leap, and let's see what he has to say about all of this. So let's give him a call. This is the most exciting part. I love him. See what happens here. See if we can get a good sound here. We do have a phone ringing. Hi, good morning, Joe.
Yeah.
Can you hear us?
How about now?
Oh, that's better. Can you hear us?
Okay.
Are we there yet?
Yeah, are we there? Are we there yet? Hang on 1 second. We always have difficulties when we start these silly shows, so let's see if we can't get you through the radio show here or through the speaker system here. How are you doing this morning? Oh, and we're not getting you.
Is it about that's making this more appealing to them?
No, I just think sometimes people just get common sense. Mm-hmm. at least we hope so. I think there's certain Republican, I know, congressmen in our state that use medical marijuana. So I just think science is there, common sense, and just the amount of money in the war on marijuana prohibition act. In California, I think people are saying, okay, if you're an adult over 21, responsible, and you want to use, you should, and we should tax, control, and regulate.
Right. Hear, hear, for sure.
You're responsible. Let's do this.
Yeah, and you know, something that we discussed earlier was testing. And the fact that, you know, there's not real, well, there isn't a label system for cannabis that's regulated yet by any sort of organization. So it's not like when you go and you pick up a box of Cheerios and you turn on the side of the box and you got your neat little grid and all your vitamins on this side and what they fill requirement on that side. And if you're an adult, you have to take this much. And if you're a child, you take that. You know what I mean? Like, we don't, is that something California is going to insist on? Because we're hoping that overall, all the states insist on that. We have a huge problem with it here.
Right. Well, that's another thing to keep the marijuana off the streets because, one, you don't know what you're getting with the chemicals. And with Prop 64, there's environmental protections. There's labeling, especially for children. With the medical marijuana laws, California, the new ones that passed, there's going to have to be testing. A lot of the dispensaries out here do testing, but yeah, that's going to be part of it. So people know what they're getting. They know their THC, they know their CBD, and they know what they're getting.
It's going to be mandatory then?
As far as I know, I know in the medical, I'm not sure, so don't quote me on that. As far as testing for what, as far as pesticides or as far as Oh,
for everything. Wow. Yeah, for all of it, you know. You need to know what's in it, like you said, the cannabinoids and such, but you also need to know what they're growing with, because like we saw in Colorado not so long ago, they had to pull pounds and pounds and pounds off shelf because they had used the type of fertilizer that when ignited created a carcinogen, a neurotoxin in bodies and were harming people. I mean, it's that, I mean, it's people don't, they don't know the science behind this stuff yet, and they're doing things they shouldn't, and it's scary.
Using nutrients for ornamentals and not nutrients for vegetative plants.
Yeah.
But
there are a lot of people growing out there that don't really have any idea what they're doing. So when they're mixing these fertilizer cocktails, these chemical cocktails, they're getting ready to harm some people that are in real danger of using that as, quote, medicine.
But absolutely, yeah, I totally agree. And as far as I know, that the testing will be there. And yeah, we need that. You know, we need to know what we're getting.
Yeah. What are you, are you out at like the cannabis cups? Are you doing, are you out at other Rotary clubs, or where are you going these days to talk to people? And what's really your approach when you talk to people? Because that's, it's a touchy subject, especially with the elections coming up. I mean, you throw marijuana out there and then you throw out the election, you better be drinking. Just kidding.
Right now, our speakers up in California are doing various events, Rotaries. And I have down in SoCal, other cannabis, you know, forums. So we're out in the force.
Yeah.
And we're trying to educate everyone. And it is hard, you know. People don't like to talk about it, but you need to. And you need to talk to your family and friends about it and see how they feel. And they should know that there's a group of law enforcement professionals, at least, that believe that ending the marijuana prohibition keep our streets safer, take it out of the drug gangs and cartels.
Now, you know that when we all went through school, we had our little drug lectures and drugs are bad and cops are good, and we saw the movies and they gave you the list of all the drugs that are bad and this and that and the other thing. How do you think they're going to start teaching that in school? Because there are countries now that are even decriminalizing all drugs. And we've spoken with, you know, several law enforcement against prohibition members that are for that, particularly not just marijuana. They just say, let's just decriminalize everything. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're here for. It's just not marijuana. We believe in the prohibition on all drugs. You know, we're not advocating people take dangerous drugs because they are dangerous drugs. But if you're an adult, 21, responsible, should be able to have that right. And that law enforcement shouldn't be, you know, the nanny state making sure if you're sitting in your house shooting heroin that we're going to come in and arrest you. If you have that problem, then we should, you know, it's not a problem. It's not a law enforcement problem. And
it's a health problem.
I think, you know, it's coming. I think eventually, you know, we first need to start with marijuana. And if California can pass that, you know, that's a bellwether, even though other states have passed it before. You know, there's five, like California, Maine, Michigan, Nevada, and you guys, right? Arizona?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I would say at least three out of the five are going to go.
Good to hear.
Yeah, and I hope they go with good intent.
Exactly. You know, exactly.
And good protection.
Everything is wrong. There's protection. You're right. Vaccines are being in protection and protecting the kids, because that's what people, there's, you know, opposition to it. As well, kids are going to be, well, kids, you know, there's almost a million teenage drug dealers around the country, according to surveys.
Hmm.
And what do American teenagers think it's easier to buy? You guys know this. Marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
But there's liquor stores all over, but well, they check ID. So if you get off the streets,
yeah,
over 21, you know.
Yeah.
And keep law enforcement hands in this, you know, off. Down here in Sacramento, we're building a new arena. And one of the things I read in the paper was people, who are going to be, you know, nicer people to go there, need more street lights, people to feel safe. In fact, he does a good job. That's why I live in Sacramento. And one of the things that what SACPD is doing in that area now marijuana possession arrest. So I said, well, they need to stop that, be patrolling the streets to make people feel safe when they go to the new arena and have presence of police not arresting marijuana possession cases. So I was dumbfounded when I read that in the paper, that down in that area, Georgia, that's what the PD should do. Well, stop doing that.
Right.
Light up the streets so when people go to the arena, the games and concerts, there's a police presence. And the police laying around chasing guys with a couple grams in their pocket.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Chase the guy who's chasing the girl down the street.
The one that's,
you know,
breaking into the car.
Or who's stealing an old lady's purse. Or, come on.
Yeah. Totally agree with that.
Yeah.
Or is that just saying that there's not enough of that happening and we need to start, you know, or shaking down the other guy that's the next one on the list, you know what I mean? It's like maybe there isn't that kind of crime going on, and it's just kind of, you know, being said that there is. But, you know, having a police presence and then making sure that there's arrests happening are two different things. Because making sure that arrests happens comes down from a higher up.
I mean, and I don't know if it's really true about all the quotas you guys have to meet or you had to meet back in the day. I don't know if that's true or not, but, you know, some people say that they're just out there picking on people just because they have to, you know, and it's
right.
Just.
Well, that's
yeah. Well, it's scary, you know, and we really need to focus our resources on the right things out there, you know. And how are people responding when you say it's not just marijuana you guys are in favor of decriminalizing, it's all drugs? What, yeah, are they freaking out? And how do you calm them down? How do you bring them back down to earth when they're like, oh, my God? Yeah. Our friend just said, roll them a joint.
Yeah, it's a foreign thing for people to legalize our drugs. And, yeah, you know, you just going to take it as that police weren't here to oversee people having their own personal liberty, and that, you know, the amount of lines it costs, the money, the health issue. People with addiction problems, you know, now they shouldn't be locked up. It's a health issue if you look at countries, Portugal and Europe and stuff.
Right.
I think it's coming. The tide's turning, and we need to start with legalizing marijuana. And
well,
the tide is turning, and that's why we have my organization and others to get the message out there, and that's what we're doing.
Well, and it's interesting, in getting the message out, you're talking to people who think that the pills that they're all on, and the Vicodin, the morphine, the Dilaudid, and the Oxy this, and the Oxy that, and the Dilaudid this and that, they don't consider those hard drugs. Though, how many millions of people are dying on those and are addicted daily, even more so than other drugs maybe? But those drugs are what America has deemed acceptable, and like we were talking before, you don't need any kind of card to go get your morphine. You just need your doctor to write that little script, and you'd be sure as beep, he's going
to
write that little script.
Walgreens.
Take it right to Walgreens and just press yes on the little button that says, have you spoken with your physician and your pharmacist about this? I mean, seriously, it's a joke.
Right. That's a huge hurdle, and it's the old saying, well, it's legal, so it's okay. So you can take you can take 6 or 7 bikes and get in a car.
Right. Right.
Well, it's legal.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like, you know, the old war on drugs and the gateway thing. It's hard to change minds. But that's what we're trying to do. And if you just put it in a conceptual way and spell it out, and some people are getting it, you know. But
yeah,
it's going to take time. But compared to, you know, I was about 6 years old when Nixon declared the war on drugs. And as a kid, you know, I thought those people, wow, they're immoral. They're, you know, they needed to be locked up. That's what, you know. And I think people are, again, if we can use common sense, but sometimes in this country that kind of gets tough. But that's why we have weight in organizations. So we've been on the other side. We've seen it.
My
thing with law enforcement is, there's, you know, how many domestic violence have we gone to when they were smoking marijuana? None, maybe. How many fights with everyone with smoking? None. but alcohol, you know, so if you wanted to turn it on alcohol, but that's legal.
Right.
So everyone uses the same old adages, and we just try to counteract it with common sense and facts. I think it's worked.
Well, you know, it's interesting because it is going to take some time, because when, you know, if you open your purse, let's just say, for example, these days, and you've got pill bottles in there and Excedrin or whatever, that's all fine. But if someone were to open their purse and they found a joint, someone saw a joint, it'd be like, oh, my God. You know? Yes. Dun, 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 yeah. So... Yeah, it's, you know, it's going to be a while, but we applaud you for opening your mind after all those years of training and everything you saw. I mean, I'm sure you saw some ridiculousness out there, but I'm sure you saw some stuff that would you just probably don't even need to think about ever again. And the fact that you're turning around and supporting this beautiful, powerful plant as what we just consider a choice, it's not an alternative, folks. It's just another choice that you should have access to.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's how we feel anyway. I mean, and thank you
thank
so
you
much.
Thank you for doing the work that you're doing on your side.
Thank you very much.
Education.
Well, I appreciate it. It was a pleasure being on with you guys, and I appreciate your work and all you do.
Oh, well, thank you. And take good care of yourself out there.
I'll come down.
Oh, please do.
Awesome.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. That would be wonderful. Thank you so much,
Joe.
Guys. All right, take good care.
Take care, Joe.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Woohoo.
Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you, Joe Baldy, for coming on. Sorry about all the technical problems, folks out there. I don't know what the heck happened. But that's awesome. You know, that's huge for somebody that I really admire, people like this that have just the opposite, total opposite of training. They're just, it's like drilled into their heads. This is bad. This is bad. I mean, and for someone to be able to go, wait a minute. And step outside that box and could take a deep breath and go, hey, this isn't so bad. What you guys are doing is bad. You're doing it wrong, not us. So
yeah, it's a conscious thing.
It's hard. I can't even imagine.
Who, like you said, he's been on the side, but he also knows where it's come from, like some of the higher-ups, you know, because it was a money thing, because it was,
you know,
trying to, the war on the poor is like the way I like to call it. It's no longer a race issue. It's a war on the poor. And it's always to keep them in a controllable environment, and it's to feel fear. It's always been based on that. And I just think, you know, having an officer of the law come to this side and say, hey, you know what, you need to stop coming down on these people. And it's kind of like a, you know, David and Goliath kind of thing from the Bible, you know. It's going up against this larger-than-you kind of aspect, which is the government and law enforcement, and he's saying, well, he was on the other side, and now it's such a different perspective.
Yeah.
It's good to hear someone from the other side saying, hey, I agree with you guys. I mean,
you're right,
and this is what's been going on is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We got children now.
Rather than just us against them,
right.
We have some of them joining us.
Make it feel like we're not the crazy ones, you know. We're
and we're not.
Here.
But that's the 2% of this planet's job that has the most money to make us feel like we're dumb. Okay, guys. Seriously, when are we going to round up and get these people? Come on.
Let's get them.
Come on, let's get them. Go get them. All right. Well, speaking of going and getting them, well, I don't know. Should we take a break or should we just launch? Let's launch. Let's just launch right into this.
I'm good.
You're good? All right. Here we go. We've got a giant jug of water and we're ready to go. So I don't know if y'all know what's going on out there, but not so long ago, Arizona made up a Medical Marijuana Act. And in it, they have rules and statutes. And in those rules and statutes are lots of things that you would be interested in reading and understanding and really understanding and educating yourself about. So today we have two awesome gentlemen on the show that want to talk about the fact that, and I don't know if you all know this, as patients in Arizona, not just caregivers, but as registered, state registered and approved patients, we have the rights to grow. Do we not?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. Thank you for coming on, Hans and Mr. King.
Thank you for having me, Michelle Starr and Cannabis Kid. Thank you for having me here.
Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Always awesome.
My pleasure.
So do we really have the rights to grow? If I've got my little green card, which I have here, it says I'm a patient.
Yes,
what do I get?
Everybody has the right to grow. The health department has misinterpreted a number, almost like a conspiracy. They went through the statutes, and there were a couple of statutes that they changed the meaning of just slightly to misinterpret the statute. And doing so, they've taken all of the majority of the rights that the patients are supposed to have, excuse me, and one of those rights they've taken away is your right to cultivate. They have this silly little thing that the previous director made up called the 25-mile rule. There's no such thing as a 25-mile rule. What they say the 25-mile rule is, and it's a misinterpretation, is that if you live within 25 miles of the dispensary, you cannot grow cannabis.
And actually, who are they referring to? Of who lives within 25 miles? And who is they? The state of Arizona says if
any
patient lives
within any patient,
any registered
patient,
marijuana
card,
okay,
that lives within 25 miles of
okay.
the dispensary, cannot grow.
That's the misinterpretation.
It's a big misinterpretation because it absolutely says nothing about that. If you have the status quo of cultivation, which we have in medical use, then they cannot take that right away from you without specifically saying so. But what they did was they took the rule that says if you live 25 miles away, the sentence starts out, whether you're requesting, whether means a choice of one or two, whether you want your normal right as a patient in cultivation, medical use, or whether you want to cultivate because you live 25 miles away. So that's just for caregivers. And they've taken this caregiver rule, misinterpreted it, and then they actually illegally structured the website, which you cannot even apply for your right that's given to you to cultivate in medical use.
Interesting.
We'll be taking that to court here pretty soon and see if we can get everybody their rights for that. The main things I wanted to speak to address today are incidental marijuana, allowable amount of marijuana, and the illegal labeling of the marijuana that the dispensaries are doing. Let's start with incidental marijuana. The head of the medical marijuana program for the AZDH, Arizona Department of Health, is Mr. Thomas Salo. And I'd like to give you his email and his number. His email is thomas.salo@azdhs.gov, Arizona Department of Health Services.gov. His number is 602-364-1935. You can give him a call and speak to him about the things I'm going to speak to everyone here today about. Incidental marijuana. In the statutes, they have a thing called incidental marijuana. In 362801, if anyone has any of their copies, they can read along. It says allowable amount of marijuana. They say you can have 2.5 ounces of usable marijuana, and we'll be talking about that in a minute. If you look down at paragraph C, it says marijuana that is incidental to medical use but is not usable marijuana as defined in this chapter shall not be counted towards the qualifying patients or designated caregivers allowable amount of marijuana. And, of course, that was totally understandable.
Okay,
most
so
people I asked don't have any idea what that sentence means.
Okay, so you're going to have to break that down.
Exactly.
So break
exactly.
it down for us. Break
so
it
when,
down now.
When we break that down, here's what we end up with. If you look at the very first word, marijuana, and then we go further down in that same statute and look at the definition for the word marijuana, marijuana means all parts of the plant, cannabis, whether growing or not. The key word here is incidental marijuana. That's growing, which means clones, seedlings, mothers, genetic stock. You can have some mother plants that are blooming that you pollinate so that you can develop your genetics in your seeds. All of these are legal. Dispensaries have them, and they wrote it in the chapter here, so we could have them also. But the health department will not acknowledge it. I've been speaking to Tom Salo for the last 2 weeks, asking him and informing him and telling him, well, look, people have gone to jail for these extra plants. You need to speak up. And he won't do it. He refuses to acknowledge whether clones or seedlings are incidental marijuana. So if you guys could give him a call and tell him why he will not let us know. They have frequently asked questions on their website, and I ask him, this is a frequently asked question. Give us some information. And they sit by and let people go to jail, and they keep their mouths shut. So please give Mr. Salo a call and ask him about are clones and seedlings incidental marijuana. You are allowed to have those. In 2801, that same chapter, it says, starts off with, in this chapter, unless the context otherwise requires, number one, allowable amount of marijuana is 2.5 ounces of usable marijuana. Well, they will throw someone in jail for having 3 ounces of marijuana, where actually the rules state that if you go over to 36280602, dispensing marijuana, it says the amount to be dispensed would not cause the registered qualifying patient to exceed the limit on obtaining no more than 2.5 ounces of marijuana during any 14-day period. Now, the health department has illegally written that sentence on their website, and instead of saying any 14-day period, they say a 14-day period. And what they try to say is that if you go to a dispensary right now, say it's the first of the month, you buy your marijuana, when the 15th of the month comes around, they'll sell you another 2.5 ounces because it's any 14-day period.
Right.
Well, the health department is saying that it's a 14-day period. The difference between a and any
is a big lot.
Because they're trying to say you cannot save your marijuana. Mm. So the marijuana that you purchase the first of the month, the 15th of the month, when you go to get your other 2.5 ounces,
they're saying it has to be gone.
It's illegal.
Yeah.
They say, oh, your marijuana you got before is illegal. And that's true. And if you read the statute where it says any 14-day period, then that marijuana you have for that 14-day period is your allowable amount. If you've had marijuana for 3 months, if you've had a card for 3 months and 2 weeks, you've been collecting your 2.5 ounces, you're allowed to possess a pound. I've spoken to Mr. Salo, and again, he keeps saying, and this is what the health department always says, your allowable amount is 2.5 ounces. Your allowable amount is 2.5 ounces. Your allowable amount, and that's all they say. Well, the rules actually say it's your allowable 2.5 ounces every 2 weeks and your 12 plants to cultivate. Well, they've been arresting people for if you cultivate your marijuana and it equals more than 2.5 ounces,
right,
and it's dried,
right,
they will arrest you for it.
Right.
So that's absurd. You grow a crop and each one of your plants has a pound, 12 plants. 12 pounds is your allowable amount. What you cultivate from those plants is your allowable amount. Well, according to their rules, if you have more than 2.5 ounces for that cultivation, it's illegal. This is what legally is called an absurd result. If they are saying that you grow your marijuana, say you grow a pound, you take 2.5 ounces and that's yours. You take the rest of it and you're supposed to give it to a dispensary or give it away to someone else. You drive down the street to go give it to the dispensary.
And you're busted.
They arrest you and you're under arrest. You have more than 2.5 ounces. So it's an absurd concept to think that 2.5 ounces is the legal amount of marijuana. So you're saying
in any the rule says
any
14-day period.
Any 14-day period, it says that twice, and they've misinterpreted that on their website. I've asked them over a dozen times to take it down, and they say, oh, we're looking into it. We're looking into it. It's one word. We're looking into it. They don't change it, and they know it's a misrepresentation of the rules and the statutes. So please give Mr. Tom Salo, thomas.salo@azdahs.gov, 602-364-1935. And please tell him he won't answer his phone, but you can leave him a message or send him an email and tell him to stop defining allowable amount as simply 2.5 ounces and acknowledge the fact that it's 2.5 ounces to obtain every 2 weeks and it's accumulative. It doesn't become illegal.
Does it say in there it's accumulative?
It does not say it is not accumulative. It says any 2 week period is your allowable amount.
But that's still only 2.5 ounces then during that period.
And right. what we do is, yes, you get 2.5 ounces, but if you're saving up to make a salve or saving it up to use it, that's your 2.5 ounces. And what we do in cases like this when it's not definitive, we look at anything that will collaborate that. And what collaborates it is the fact that when you go to the dispensary, they don't ask you, did you smoke all that? They give it to you. They say, here's your next 2.5 ounces, because your other 2.5 ounces is still legal.
So you can go every day to a dispensary and get 2.5 ounces?
No. Once they, like if you go the first of the month, it's in their records that you came the first of the month. So they will not give you anything else for 14 days. At the end of those 14 days.
If you buy your limit.
If you buy your limit, on the 15th day, they'll sell you another 2.5 ounces. So that's.
But they won't check to see if you've actually used the first.
They absolutely not. Right. They do not ask you. They do not
so,
check.
Okay. So that's like a bartender who knows a guy's completely trashed and keeps serving him drinks. They're liable. Seriously. Seriously, you could put that back on the dispensary almost. They're running their operations through and for the state of Arizona.
Actually, the dispensaries are doing exactly what the statute says they can do,
right,
which is give 2.5 ounces every 2 weeks, and they're not required to ask you,
right,
is it?
But that's what I'm saying. They're putting someone in harm's way anyway,
knowingly. Actually, it's not putting anyone in harm's way because you're allowed to have that 2.5 ounces. It does not become illegal just because the 15th of the month has arrived
but,
in the last two
but
weeks.
But what does become illegal is anything over 2.5 ounces.
That's what they try to say, and they've got people brainwashed. If you lie, if you tell a lie so many times, it sounds like the truth. But if I collect my 2.5 ounces every 2 weeks for 3 months and 2 weeks, my allowable amount is a pound, 17 ounces, because I've saved it. I've collected. Just because the 2 weeks has passed, I collected it 2 weeks ago legally. It's still legal marijuana. It doesn't become legal 14 days after you purchase it. It's still legal marijuana.
Well, of course it doesn't become illegal, but what becomes illegal is the amount you have.
It does not say that anywhere in the law.
Nope, it does not say that.
Well, you just said it says in any 2 weeks.
You are allowed to
obtain it.
It never uses the word possess.
It says you may obtain it in any 2 week period. And
it never says you can't possess over 2.5 ounces in anywhere?
Well, it says your allowable amount
is
you're allowed to collect it 2.5 ounces every 2 weeks. That's all it says. That's your right.
The verdict is
to
very
collect.
Important.
Exactly. So if you're allowed to collect it every 2 weeks, they don't say you have to use it up. And we're going to find out you can only have this much at any given time. It says every 2 weeks you're allowed to collect this. It doesn't say you have to use it. And the allowable amount, if you have a license to grow, they say your allowable amount is 2.5 ounces. Again, that's absurd, because if you've grown 12 pounds, then 11 pounds of it.
Well, if you grow 2.5 ounces in a gram, you're out.
That's what they say.
Right.
But that's the misconception of the misrepresentation.
And that's what they do with law and statutes, that they create them to be confusing. And not in confusing, but it's English manner of law, and people aren't comparing the words and the verbiage the same thing, then it can throw a one word can throw off everything.
The law is very specific on this. If it is ambiguous,
mm-hmm.
and a person of common knowledge cannot understand which way is right or wrong, then the law of leniency has to apply and you cannot be persecuted. So they cannot arrest you, and yet the health department sits by and keeps insisting that the entire allowable amount for anybody under any situation or circumstance is 2.5 ounces. And that is absolutely not right.
So, but just as a basic point of law, they have all the definitions for all of these individual words for every concept they have in the law here defined specifically for the purpose of this law.
Yes, they do.
And what we're really discussing here is a possession limit. That is the word that the police are going to use when they come up on you, that they're going to try and charge you with possession in excess of your allowable amount.
Up 2.5 ounces, right?
So, in order to not be ambiguous in this law somewhere, it would have to say your legal amount to possess is limited to 2.5 ounces. And my understanding of what's happening is it never says anything about possession. The only reference, they use the word obtain.
Obtaining, correct.
So
they never use the word possession.
They do not.
They never define what a patient can have.
They say that first. They say here your allowable amount is 2.5 ounces. Then on a totally different page over here.
Well, what's here and what's here? You have to, because our readers can't see. I mean, our listeners can't see this. You have to.
I read the other one just a minute ago. It says the amount to be dispensed would not cause the registered qualified patient to exceed the limit on obtaining no more than 2.5 ounces of marijuana during any 14-day period. So that's what you're allowed to have. You're allowed to have 2.5 ounces
every
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
You can obtain that, and you can keep it.
The yellow?
Yep. That's it right there. Okay. So please give Mr. Sato a call and tell him to stop insisting that the allowable amount is 2.5 ounces, and the health department needs to explain about obtaining 2.5 ounces, about being able to keep it, and about what a grower is allowed to have. They never say, well, the guy that grows it can have more than 2.5 ounces.
But it does say that with respect to a qualifying patient, the allowable amount of marijuana means 2.5 ounces of usable marijuana.
It does. And look at the sentence above it. Read that sentence. What does it say? Unless otherwise indicated in the context. And otherwise indicated is on the other part of the statute that says, that clarifies it and says you can have it every 2.5 weeks, or every 2 weeks, 2.5 ounces.
Huh. Did you copy and paste that for our listeners somewhere? Is it on the Facebook page or is that on the blog?
This is right here on our Facebook page.
Okay. We'll see if we can blog that in too.
No, you're right, that the patient, Arizona Department of Health Services.
Absolutely. Anybody out there, if you have a medical marijuana card, go to the rules and statutes. And if you go to the rules and statutes page, right above there's a little sentence. And in red, you'll notice it says, the medical marijuana, Arizona medical marijuana rules.
Mm-hmm.
Click on that, it takes you over to Title IX. Most people, I've talked to attorneys that don't even know that Title IX exists.
Wow.
They think that everything, there's all the other rules. There's 60 pages or so. So
rules are coming on our Facebook page and shortly to our blog here.
Now, I would like to move on, if we can,
sure,
and go to another really big problem that is a problem of the Arizona Department of Health themselves. And it's a Class 4 felony for anybody to send out a prescription that either has the wrong information on it or does not have all of the information on it that's supposed to be there. So when you go over to this Title IX, you look at R9, that's R as in Romeo, R9-17-317.
Oh, there you go.
It's called labeling.
Product labeling and analysis.
And analysis. Okay. So if you go to that, you'll find that it says that a dispensary, and this is R9-17-317, paragraph A, and paragraph A says, a dispensary shall ensure that medical marijuana provided by the dispensary to a qualifying patient or a designated caregiver is labeled with. Now, this is a law that says all the labels have to be labeled specifically, and there's a reason for that. When
you're dealing with sick people.
Right. They go to collect their marijuana from a dispensary, they have the right to this knowledge. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is information. So if you go to a dispensary and you look on their labels of marijuana and it says Eagle 20, then you know you're being poisoned. If on their label it says General Hydroponics 3-part formula, then you know there's going to be heavy metals residues left. If you know they're using Einstein neem oil or Final Answer USDA certified organic pesticide, then you're likely to choose them to go purchase the marijuana from them rather than someone that's trying to be clever and not tell you what they're doing. And I can tell you.
Let me read this because this is huge. So
I'm getting to it. That will be there.
All right.
I've been into a number of dispensaries. I get invited into them, and what they tell me and what I've seen them using poison. I've seen fungus. I've seen bugs on all of their stuff.
Mold.
Mold, exactly. Powdery mildew. Mm-hmm. So what it says is that the dispensary, what has to be on the label is the registry identification number, the amount of marijuana that's in the bag they're giving you, the strain, and the batch number. Okay? It has the Arizona Department of Health warning, don't smoke marijuana. And if it's not cultivated by the dispensary, whether the medical marijuana was obtained by a qualifying patient, a designated caregiver, or another dispensary. And they want to know where it comes from. Who was growing it? Was some guy growing it in his backyard?
Exactly.
In his basement?
It
from another dispensary?
Or a patient or a caregiver?
Right. And if it's from another dispensary, these same rules apply. And here's the main rule that applies right here.
Oh, my God.
A list of all chemical additives. Now, a list of all chemical additives does not mean what's in the additives, nitrogen, calcium, sulfur. A list of all chemical additives, including non-organic pesticides, herbicides, and fertilizers used in the cultivation and production of the medical marijuana, and the registry identification number of the qualifying patient. So I have phoned up a number of dispensaries, and not one single dispensary is following the rules and regulations. And here's the big kick in the butt that the patients got kicked in the butt. I talked to a number of the managers in the dispensaries, and they said, well, the health department just went around and certified everybody compliant.
Of course they did.
The health department illegally gave them a compliance certification.
They sure
when
did.
They were breaking the law.
Wow.
Breaking the law.
So now
every
who's in trouble?
Every prescription that has gone out that has not had this proper label,
which has been all of them.
For the last 5 years.
Which has been all of them.
Which has been all of them is a Class 4 felony.
Yeah.
I spoke to the health department about this. They will not even discuss it with me. The
first
thing
will.
They said was, well, why don't you check with the police? They enforce it. They were trying to scare me away. Then they told me to go ask a lawyer. Then they told me they would look into it. Now they're telling me they don't want to discuss it. So I've asked them, I've demanded of them, that they immediately get all of the dispensaries compliant. So please phone Mr. Thomas Salo, thomas.salow at azdhs.gov, 602-364-1934, and tell him that you are sick and tired of buying marijuana from these dispensaries and they don't give you any idea what's in there. It may say nitrogen fertilizer, it may say NPK, it may just say, oh, we have nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, magnesium. That is unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Only spend your dollar at the dispensaries that show on their label everything they use and that they're using only organic nutrients, fertilizers, pesticides, etc.
That's going to be
thank
tough,
you
folks.
Very much for
oh
having
my
me
gosh.
On the program and allowing me to speak to you.
Wow, thank you. That was awesome. That's mind-blowing. And seriously, we always tell people, you know, at Tumbleweed Health Center to go where they're doing testing. But now it goes deeper than that. So I hope that you really do get a lawyer on your side to get in there and force these dispensaries.
We're starting a company here in town that will do testing of marijuana. You can bring your marijuana in and we'll tell you what's in it.
There you go. Exactly what's in it.
Yes,
and label
exactly
what's in it. Exactly what's in it.
Thank you guys so much.
hold on one second. We're having technical difficulties. Okay, there we go. We're still live, I believe. I think we're live. We still, yep, we're streaming. Okay. It's always a little sketchy. But check this out.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
Well, I hope you all heard that. That was a little Tumbleweeds commercial. Anyways, come on down, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back. We've got educational videos, and we should have some of these key points printed out and just on hand for you all to read, because it's the most important thing is to get educated and share the education with everybody, because we have a lot more rights than we know about. People are just accepting whatever they get, and that's why when it comes time to vote, folks, for everything out there, really do your research and do yourself in this country and this planet a favor, you know?
Religious power. Give mm-hmm. yourself some power.
Yeah. Educate. Give yourself a lot of power. Right on. Well, thank you for chiming in and being here in Wednesday, Wednesday. Thank you, Joe Baldy, for calling in. Let's see if we've got this to work here. Oh, there we go. There it's working. Thanks for calling in, Joe. We love it. Leap, thank you for doing such a good job out there. Hans and Mr. King, thank you so much for joining us today. And always, thank you, Tumbleweeds Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back. Least expensive certifications in town. Come get them. If you have food stamps, it's getting cheaper. And if you're computer savvy, you get an even bigger discount, although you have to do some of the work yourself. But that's all right. You guys are smart. You can handle it. Come on down. And next week, we have no idea what's going on. It's just that we're getting back into school. I'm sure there's going to be a lot happening next week. And we'll be sure and have Hans and Mr. King back on again for the updates to find out what the heck's going on with this legal system and how we can get our rights back, because we've earned them. You know, they should never have been taken away. It's a beautiful, beautiful plant. And we love it. And we love you. So thank you for being here. Remember,
be smart,
be safe, and educate. See you next week, folks. Woo-hoo!